You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
The Tigers in Kansas City on Wednesday. Jason Hamill's been trending upwards for the Royals. Justin Verlander starting for Detroit. In the bottom of the seventh inning, Salvador Perez steps in against Verlander in a one-all game.
And here is a shot to left field by Salvador Perez, and it gets by Upton, and it will roll to the wall. Salvi races to second, not stopping there, going for three, and he is in with a triple. Salvi looks in the dugout and shouts, "Let's go!"
Deep center field, Kane all the way back, gone. Mikey Matuk puts the Tigers in front with a two-run home run to center field, his second home run of the series. Right center field, deep, off the wall. Escobar's around third. Back from the Royals, Moss is at third with one out.
There you go, that's called answer back. Moss with his third hit of the game.
Tags. Here's the throw. Royals walk off.
The Royals get back to within a game of 500, picking up a 4-3 victory over Detroit on Wednesday. Justin Wilson of the Tigers blows just his second save of the season, falling to 3-4. Alex Gordon's sacrifice fly gets the job done as Brandon Moss scores the game-winning run as Kansas City runs off with a 4-3 victory over the Tigers. After the game, here's manager Ned Yost.
Yeah, he just, you know, he had a bad sore throat yesterday, had a bit of a fever. It broke last night. He felt better today, wanted to give it a try. After he gave up the home run, it was just hot. He was just overheated a little bit, but throat's still sore, but he'll be okay.
All wins are big, but to get Verlander like you did there in the seventh to give it back up,
yeah,
to win this one, how good does it feel?
Yeah, it was great. Verlander was on top of his game. You know, you had to grind it out, and we got just what the doctor ordered from Jason Hamill. I mean, just a tremendously pitched game. Salvi with the big triple there, and Moose with a 3-0 base hit to take the lead. But, you know, great at-bats by our lefties. Eske taking a walk, Mossy driving the ball off the wall, and Gordy with the sack fly was a big win for us.
How encouraging is it to see Moss do what he did in every at-bat?
Yeah, well, three hits for him. Again, we've talked about, you know, the importance of getting him hot because he can definitely carry you, and it was a good start for him tonight.
Went through your mind when the ball left Moss's at-bat?
I was hoping it was going to get out.
Yeah.
You know, but it was hard to tell where it hit on the wall because it's hard to – you just can't see it out there. But Mossy with great base running to get to third base, and then Gordy doing a great job of lifting it to the center.
And just a great job of Gordy just trying to get that ball out there.
Right,
you know what I mean?
Right. While putting it in play. Yeah, against a tough left-hander. That's their closer. So, yeah.
How big is that for him, too? I mean
– it's just big for all of us. You know, we pick up a game – you know, those are the kind of games that hopefully get your momentum going again. And, it was a good win for us.
And then with the way things have been going and then you give up the lead in the ninth, did you still sense, was there still that sense in the dugout, that sense of belief?
Oh, when they came back in, there was all kinds of fire in that dugout, yeah. So, yeah, felt really good about going out and seeing if we couldn't tie it up or walk them off.
Brandon Moss, the biggest night for the Royals offensively, going 3-for-4, scoring a pair of runs, and driving in two, and talks about the great feeling he has.
Yeah, he's up there, and he has a really good at-bat. The guy missing a little bit, so you know he's going to want to get ahead of the next hitter. So just be ready. You know, I don't really, against a closer and against a guy that throws hard and a left-handed pitcher, you don't want to get behind, so just be ready for the first pitch and move on from there if you do get behind.
You have said so many times that you're most comfortable, at least early in the game, seeing a lot of pitches, but that approach changes clearly late.
Well, it hasn't been working out very well. So I've been trying to be more aggressive early in the count for a while, and you know, the results aren't always there, but at least I feel like I get my money's worth instead of taking a lot of pitches and getting behind every single at bat.
Let's talk about this comeback here. This game can be so cruel. You've been fighting this team so hard to get a win, and you're close. It falls apart just a little bit in the ninth. How meaningful is it just to be able to come back and win the way you guys did?
Yeah, I mean, Hamill, he threw a great game. You know, they scratched one off against them early, and then we fought back and got ahead. But really, that whole last inning was one pitch. I mean, the guy stayed on a fastball from Kelvin really well. It was up in the zone, and he got the barrel to it. Tip your hat to that. Not many people get their barrel to that ball. So, you know, he got the barrel, and we know that we just got to come out and try to scratch something across to at least tie it.
Last thing, I always like to ask a guy after they hit a walk-off what the adrenaline's like, but you didn't really even have a chance to catch your breath getting to third, and then you got to sprint home. So what is that adrenaline like even still at this moment?
I just wanted to score. You know, I'm not the fastest person, but I was going to give everything I had, and, you know, he was going to have to throw me out. There was no way you're going to wait around. So just make him make a good throw, and luckily I was able to get in there.
They look to get a series split on Thursday. Danny Duffy goes for Kansas City.